Then it was reported to Joab, behold, the king is weeping and he mourns for Absalom. So the victory that day was turned into mourning for all the people, because the people heard it said that day the king is in mourning over his son. And the people entered the city surreptitiously that day, just as people who are humiliated surreptitiously flee in battle. And the king covered his face and cried out with a loud voice, my son Absalom, Absalom, my son, my son, whoa. Today the commanders and servants are nothing to you, for I know today that if Absalom were alive and all of us were dead today, then it would be right as far as you are concerned. Now therefore arise, go out and speak kindly to your servants, for I swear by his tent, and all the people were quarreling throughout the tribes of Israel, saying, the king rescued us from the hands of our enemies and saved us from the hands of the Philistines. But now he has fled out of the land from about bringing the king back.
Zadok and Abiathar the priests, saying, speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house, since the word of all Israel has come to the king, even to his house? You are my brothers, you are my bone and my flesh. Why then should you be the last to bring back the king and say to Amasa, are you not my bone and my flesh? May God do so to me and more so, if you will not be commander of the army for me continually in place of Joab. So he turned the hearts of all the men of Judah as one man, so that they send word to the king, saying, return, you and all your servants. Ooh, yeah. The king then returned and came as far as the Jordan. And the men of Judah came to Gilgal in order to go to meet the king, to escort the king across the Jordan. Then Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjaminite who was from Urim, hurried and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, and his 20 servants with him. And they rushed to the Jordan before the king. Then they crossed the shallow places repeatedly to bring over the king's household and to do what was good in his sight. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was about to cross the Jordan.
But your servant did wrong on the day when my Lord the King went out from Jerusalem so that the King would take it to heart. For your servant knows that I have sinned. So behold, father's household was only people worthy of death to my Lord the King. Yet you placed your servant among those who ate at your own table. So what right do I still have that I should complain anymore to
the king escorted him over the Jordan. Barzillai was very old, 80 years old. And he had provided the king food while he stayed in Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. So the king said to Barzillai, you cross over with me, and I will provide you food in Jerusalem with me. But Barzillai said to the king, how long do I still have to live that I should go up with the king? I am now 80 years old. Can I distinguish between good and bad? Or can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Or can I still hear the voice of men and women singing? Why then should your servant be an added burden to my Lord the King? Your servant would merely cross. Jordan, then all the men of Judah and Israel answered the men of Judah and said, we have 10 parts in the king, therefore we also have more claim on David than you. Why then did you treat us with contempt? Was it not our advice first to bring back our king? Yet the words of the men of Judah were harsher than the words of the men of Israel.